What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, we have talked before about this problem of the police basically being on a rampage against law-abiding citizens. Now, obviously, if a police officer is faced with a criminal who intends lethal force against the police officer has every right to defend themselves with lethal force. But the issue is the many, many times that the police are shooting people with no real justification for doing it. And it's always covered up by their department saying, well, it conforms with departmental policy. But we're seeing people who get shot for holding a cell phone in their hands. One guy got shot because he was trying to return a tool that he'd rented to an auto parts store. And it really is out of control. Our police are apparently being taught to shoot first and ask questions later. And that may be because so many police departments are now hiring Israeli security companies to train their officers. Another factor may be the fact that police are far higher per capita users of prescription antidepressant medications. And we know how those can mess up people's impulse control. But in 2017, police in the U.S. murdered at least 1,184 Americans. This was a survey conducted by the Free Thought Project. The number, however, may be much higher because the U.S. Justice Department does not keep records of police shootings, police killings, unjustified police. They don't want that information to be out there. They don't want you to know. Department of Justice doesn't want to be accountable for the problem. Meanwhile, of course, the correspondents and the prostitutes of the U.S. corporate media are still trying to push this gun grab story, this gun violence. You don't hear them talking about the 1,100 people that we know were wrongfully killed by the police. They want to focus on the supposed 17 down there in Parkland. Now, recent polls are showing that a majority of Americans believe that gun ownership makes people safer. And it does. The police are never present to thwart a crime in progress. When the crime is occurring, there are only two people there, the perpetrator and the victim. And the only way the crime does not go forward to success is if the victim is able to match forces, or even preferably superior force, to the perpetrator. That's just common sense. Look at that story from Kennesaw, Georgia. Now, Americans do not believe that people should be denied safety because of an occasional nutcase or a staged shooting to advance the gun control agenda. In fact, they are wondering who really is behind the gun control agenda. They wonder about these impressionable kids and these paid crisis actors protesting the Second Amendment instead of Washington's rush into conflict with the rest of the world. I mean, these are young kids. They're coming up on military age, and at some point there's going to be a draft, and these kids ought to be smart enough to realize that their right to safety is not threatened by law-abiding gun owners who handle their weapons safely. Their safety is threatened by the fact they could get drafted and dropped into a world war. And why they are not more aware of that, more concerned with that, seems to boggle the imagination. And then we find out about things like this. Story coming out of a Georgia middle school. Apparently, at the Hampton Middle School, teacher Corey Sanders literally assigned his entire class to write a gun control letter to their congressman. And I can't imagine that this is the only class where this is happening. They're using the public schools, taxpayer-funded schools, to mount a letter-writing campaign pushing one particular agenda. If I were a parent of one of those students, I would be raising all kinds of heck. Because that's not what the school is supposed to be doing. The school is supposed to be teaching my kid the necessary skills to enter the job market down the road. But boy, they're really pulling out all the stops on this one. They may realize this is the last time they can go to this well. Too many people have become aware of the stage shootings. Too many people have become aware of the reality that when gun ownership is restricted from law-abiding citizens, crime and violent crime go up. Look at places like Chicago. It's held up as the model of gun control legislation, and it's rapidly becoming the murder capital of the country. Then you have the opposite, Kennesaw, Georgia. Every home required to have a gun, and crime plummeted. The gun grabbers are not interested in keeping you safe. The gun grabbers are interested in having you under their control. Every dictatorship in history disarms its population. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So in the vein of the zero tolerance gun policy, we've been hearing all these bizarre stories about kids who get in trouble because they'll take some bites out of their Pop-Tart and it looks like a gun shape. Or somebody will pick up a stick that looks like a gun. Or they'll just point their finger and go bang, bang, and they're in trouble. Well, apparently, there's a student who's been suspended from school for drawing a stick figure holding a gun. And the father is very upset. It was basically a doodle page, and there were a lot of things on there. Cars, towers, and the stick figure holding a gun looked like a hunter. And as it turns out, this student's father does a lot of hunting. The kid goes along with him, knows how to handle a gun. Now, according to Washington, D.C. Detective Scott Earhart, March for Our Lives applied for a demonstration permit several months before. That means before the Parkland shooting. Now, on their website, they said this movement is for kids and by kids. March for Our Lives organizers are the kids themselves. Well, behind the 501c4, we're beginning to find out there are some very powerful grown-ups who are behind this. But apparently these permits were applied for long before Parkland. So how wonderfully lucky for the anti-gun marchers that just before they're going to go to Washington, D.C. for their long scheduled protest, there's a mass shooting at Parkland. What an amazing coincidence. Just absolutely unbelievable coincidence, isn't it? A lot of people have pointed out how this David Hogue is being promoted as the media darling of the anti-gun movement. And he's out there making all kinds of outrageous claims about guns and gun deaths. And what's really interesting is the corporate media isn't correcting him. They're not challenging him. Now, during an appearance on Headline News, SE Cup Unfiltered program, the host of the misnamed CNN program, Reliable Sources, basically noted that he allowed David Hogue to get away with making patently false claims about the National Rifle Association, that a media guy focused on truth ought not to have let happen. Now, Steller's admission came after host SE Cup questioned him about the wisdom of the media's obsession with elevating only the kids pushing gun control. So basically, Steller's just blurted out that he let the gun control advocate get away with lying to CNN's viewers. A disservice is a strong word, but when I was interviewing David Hogue only 10 days after the massacre, there were a few times I wanted to jump in and say, let's correct that fact, but he did not. And of course, we know there are a lot of kids at that high school who are pro-Second Amendment and pro-gun. They're out there trying to hold rallies. They're getting no media coverage whatsoever, except on the independent media. Now, it turns out that David Hogue had a Reddit account, and it was under the name DavisGreen111. And there's a lot of interesting information in there. Basically, the poll board on 4chan speculated that Davis Green 111 was David Hogue, and today Big League Politics has confirmed it. Davis Green 111 on Reddit is David Hogue, and the most popular post on that Reddit account is a link to David Hogue's lifeguard confrontation video. That's the video that originally caused speculation that Hogue was actually living in Redondo Beach, California, and not Florida. Well, yes, he did live in Redondo Beach, California. He graduated Redondo Beach High School. Then his family moved to Florida, and he's been over there pretending to be a student at this high school. But if you look at him very carefully, he looks older than 18. Now, even more alarming, looking at the Reddit post from late 2017, basically, David Hogue is out there saying that mass killing of billions of people by mosquitoes would be great for the environment. This guy is a full-blown liberal nutcase. He despises humanity. He celebrates the mass killing of billions of people because we've got to fight against climate change. David Hogue, like so many people that have gone through the liberal public school system, they're being taught that humans are bad and must be eliminated through depopulation schemes. Now, I concede the human population is growing and it is very, very large. Just trying to drive around the roads on Oahu, they're much more congested than they were when we moved here, and they haven't been expanded. In fact, they took a lane out of Kamehameha for the light rail system. But I have a real problem with billionaires like Bill Gates or anybody else going on out and assuming the godlike power to decide who will live and who will die. Yes, there will always be a human population problem because sex is a lot more fun than dying. And if you really believe, if you truly believe the world is overpopulated, do something about it. Find a really tall building, jump off it, hit a banker on the way down. But don't you dare go around taking on the power of a god to decide who will live, who will die, who will reproduce, and who will not. Because the last person who did that had a Charlie Chaplin mustache and a big armband with a swastika on it. Now, as you may have heard, the wife of the Paris Pulse nightclub shooter was found not guilty of aiding his jihad. Now, the entire case against her was the FBI claimed she had confessed to them that she had known about her husband acquiring weapons, watching Islamic State videos, and discussing possible locations in preparation for the attack. Now, defense lawyers argued correctly that Ms. Solomon's statement, obtained after more than 11 hours of questioning without a lawyer, amounted to a false confession. And we don't know if she actually did confess. This is the FBI we're talking about. And the jury agreed. We can't take the FBI's word about anything. And she was found not guilty on all counts. Okay, getting on back to this transgender, gender fluidity, gender identity thing, and this stuff keeps happening. Target, of course, is an ultra-liberal establishment. They pride themselves on allowing biological men to use the women's restroom if they just say, I self-identify as a woman. And the policy, which goes back to 2016, outraged conservatives for fear it would put women and girls at risk, and sure enough, it just happened. According to NBC Chicago, police are now on the hunt for a man who basically went into the women's restroom and pushed into this little girl's stall and exposed himself. Now, that is pretty sick, and I hope they catch this guy. But this has just gone to ridiculous levels. I don't know to what degree this little girl is being traumatized. But this is far too great a price to pay for all these liberals to run around and say, I can be a man today or a woman tomorrow or anything. Well, to the management of Target, I self-identify as your CEO and you're all fired. This is another one. We've been hearing more and more about this. Started last week, where there was this academic paper that came on out and said that meritocracy was discriminatory against women. It created a sense of exclusion, which was a rather risky position to take when you consider that it was an all-woman team that designed that pedestrian bridge at Florida International University that collapsed before it could even be opened. And now, of course, we find out the same company that designed that bridge designed the guided railway system for our light rail. We, as a nation, we have to have the best doing whatever needs to be done. We can't just take critical infrastructure and say, well, we're going to hand it to this ethnic group because this ethnic group is underrepresented in engineering. If you hand out things like that on the basis of a quota system, where's the motive and the incentive to be a better engineer? There should be competition. I want to be a better engineer than that person over there, without regard to race, creed, color, gender, or orientation. But apparently Tucker Carlson actually had somebody come on his show to say that skills-based hiring is racist. And this is right out of a Monty Python sketch where there's a casting office and they're casting for a new version of Samson and Delilah, and there's an actor there who wants to try out for Samson, and he's only got one leg. And he gets very upset that he can't get the part. He says, "You're discriminating against me." If skills are not an important part of getting a job, then children in school aren't motivated to learn skills, are they? Can you see how destructive of our nation and our society this kind of thinking is? We have to have the best of the best of the best at everything doing those key jobs. When you want to say, I'm not being discriminatory, it means I'm going to take the best qualified person, regardless of race, creed, color, gender, orientation. But doing that in reverse and saying, I'm not going to hire the most qualified person because I need to have a woman in that spot, that is discrimination. And when you look at all of this nonsense, where all of a sudden white males are now under attack in our culture, we're going to wind up like South Africa. In fact, there was an article somebody just posted, one of the members posted. Apparently, there is a school coordinator in Connecticut arrested after announcing a desire to execute every white man. Can you see the dangerous direction that we are going? Well, anyway, as you know, this last weekend was Easter. And for a lot of places in this country, it didn't look like Easter. It was a white Easter. Apparently, this late spring snowfall hit New York City and New Jersey, causing commuting delays. More than 200 flights had to be canceled. The Yankees were forced to postpone their home opener. This is the time of the year when we're supposed to be fully into spring. Baseball season, played in the outdoors. And I'm getting pictures, videos from people, including family members. Now, it's not a lot of snow, but it's about 4 or 5 inches in April. And apparently, there's going to be snow continuing across the northern part of our country for the next few days. And there's a jet stream entrenched over the northern United States will allow the beginning of April to remain cooler than normal and bring shots of snow across northern sections of the country. And eventually, it's going to hit the Pacific Northwest. This is April. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Maybe everybody's still on a sugar rush from all the Easter eggs and chocolate bunnies from yesterday. But, you know, please do call on in. Now, we're on the subject of human-caused global warming. And we have another classic case of a liberal judge basically just imposing their political agenda on what should be the letter of the law. You've all seen the classic Statue of Justice. It's the figure of a woman with a blindfold on, holding a scale and a sword. It's supposed to be fair. Well, apparently, there were some protesters that climbed into a construction trench on Tuesday, and they were charged with trespassing and disturbing the peace. And apparently Judge Mary Ann Driscoll dismissed all the criminal charges on the grounds their actions were necessary to prevent climate change. One of the protesters was Corinna Gore, the daughter of former Vice President Al Gore. And Judge Mary Ann Driscoll said the defendants are not responsible, saying she agreed with their argument that the actions were necessary to combat climate change. Well, there's a couple of problems with that. First and foremost, that climate change, or now the new one, climate disruption, is a rebranding of what they were calling global warming just a few years ago. because as this late April snow demonstrates, the world isn't warming. It isn't warming at all. Second, now that they're saying it's climate change, climate always changes. There's no way to stop it. So the judge was just... It was wholly inappropriate. We're seeing a political system that is coming down hard on conservatives, and basically liberals are getting a free pass. Remember all the violence that happened after Hillary Clinton lost the election, all the rioting that was going on? Hardly anybody got arrested. Hardly anybody got prosecuted unless they were stupid enough to actually attack the cops themselves. We're raising a generation of spoiled children who think they can behave any way they want to at all, and nothing will happen. As long as they say, oh, you're microaggressing me, you're invading my space. Now, last night, Claire and I were watching a show on Smithsonian Channel, which, despite its close ties to the U.S. government, it does produce some really good documentaries. And they had one about the Earth is seen from space. And they were showing about how some glaciers are getting smaller, and then they were showing how the snow on the top of Kilimanjaro has been shrinking over the last several years. And we were getting ready for the usual thing. It's human-caused global warming. I have to tip my hat to the Smithsonian because they were very honest in acknowledging that the reason Kilimanjaro is losing its snow cap is because of the massive deforestation that's been going on at the base, because plant life will take water from the soil and put it back up in the air, from which it can then go on up, become rain or snow, and fall back down. And in a lot of these areas where the snow is going away, or the ice is going away, or the water is going away, and they're blaming human-caused global warming, you're usually seeing it in conjunction with massive deforestation. So Smithsonian was surprisingly honest on that particular one. Now, when you go to get a vaccination, the little ampule comes in a box, and in the box is this little tiny paper insert. It's a very tiny piece of paper, which is printed with very fine lettering, and the pharmaceutical companies are saying they only do that to save weight and shipping costs. No, they don't want you reading that. They want you to believe that what that medicine does is what the TV commercial told you that it does. And if you cannot read that package insert, even with the magnifier built into your Swiss Army knife, you can go over to the FDA's online biologics blood vaccines website. And every product package insert that is out there in your doctor's office is copied there as well. And according to the FDA's online biologics blood vaccines document, a vaccine manufacturer admits on its package insert their vaccinations can cause autism as one of many adverse reactions. And the adverse events reported including post-approval use of Tripedia vaccine, including idiopathic I'm not even going to try and read that. It's more letters than I have teeth. But basically, they're actually admitting it on those package inserts and at the website. They're counting on people not bothering to do their due diligence. Oh, I saw this on a TV commercial. There was this really pretty girl, and I identify with her, or I want to be with her. And she had this illness that I also have, and she took this medicine. And in the closing shots of the commercial, she's doing wonderfully. I have to have that. That's not how you should be planning your medical care. But they are now admitting, after all these years of denial and debate and back and forth, they're now admitting, yes, there is a link between these vaccines and autism. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about vaccinations. And there's an interesting little story that came out of Natural Blaze. And it has to do with a young lady named Christina Rochelle Tarsal, who died from an arrhythmia induced by an autoimmune response to the HPV vaccine. This has been in the courts for 8 years and was finally concluded in favor of the plaintiffs. And the reason it dragged on for 8 years is the lawyers for the pharmaceutical agency, and apparently the judge initially went along with this, were saying that the family couldn't document that the arrhythmia did not exist before she got the HPV vaccine, even though the family had more than a few doctors, family doctor specialists that have been seeing her, who confirmed the arrhythmia arrived after the HPV vaccine. It dragged out for 8 years. I can imagine the family is hovering on the edge of bankruptcy because of all the legal fees. But in the end, the court ruled that, yes, the Gardasil vaccine kills. All righty, let's take a phone call. We finally got one. Sovereign Man, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The whole legalization issue?
Yes.
Legalization is not the answer. It will not bring down the price of anything, it will increase the price and make people abrogate their...
What are we legalizing?
Well, basically, right now, we would say that the thing is cannabis.
Okay, you're talking about that story where California is taxing recreational marijuana so much that the black market is still thriving because it's cheaper.
Well, I see what the feds and the state take with liquor and tobacco taxes.
Yes.
More than half the cost of the product.
Yes.
It's off the chart. You know, it doesn't mean that the quality is any better because, number one, the cigarettes have 3,500 chemicals in them. So, what's next? Legalize growing your own tomatoes? I mean, we have unalienable right to these things.
So yes, we do.
We should abrogate our right through contract?
I grew up in a time when you could make all this stuff for yourself. My grandfather had a personal still, and it was perfectly legal to have as long as you didn't sell or give away the product. And he just had this little still out behind his hunting cabin up in the White Mountains, and it was just a little tiny one for his personal consumption. He'd buy tobacco, which was a tax product, but he'd roll his own cigars. You could provide for yourself on your land, but more and more we're seeing this fascist desire to basically make it illegal to provide anything for ourselves. They don't want you growing food on your own property. They don't want you growing your own medicine on your own property. They don't even let you collect rainwater on your own property. The model is everything you need to leave is commoditized and sold to you by some corporation somewhere. That's the dystopian future we're going into.
Yeah, well, the state is a corporation.
Yes.
Yeah, there's the sub-corporations of the United States Corporation. The answer is decriminalization.
Well, if you're talking about illegal drugs, yes, that's worked in pretty much every other country where
they've tried it. That's a relative term. That's a relative term. What is legal? What does that mean? Legal means to make lawful what would otherwise be.
Well, you know, I think the criminal is... Okay, Sovereign Man, you need to stop cutting me off because I want to make a point here. Having traveled a good part of the world, I have gone to many countries where the penalties for drugs like heroin and meth and cocaine are little more than a traffic ticket. They're not totally legal, but they're decriminalized. The aim for that is to basically get the big crime lords out of the drug trade by making it unprofitable. Because it's like we saw here in the United States during Prohibition. The instant they declared illegal all drinkable alcohol, the purveyors of that alcohol all of a sudden discovered their product was worth 50 to 100 times as much as it had been before. And that kind of money lured in the criminal element. And there was bootlegging and rum running and speakeasies and hidden rooms and all of that stuff. And these criminal gangs, the gangsters, acquired enough money to literally reshape the entire government of the United States to its own interests. And at that point, Prohibition was repealed so that potential competitors for control of the nation didn't have that kind of cash flow accessible to them. Now, of course, they've been superseded by the drug runners. And the reason that drugs are kept illegal is to keep them profitable, to keep them under control, to keep the market monopolized, and to guarantee those high profits. And everywhere in the world I've gone where it's been decriminalized, it has become unprofitable. You're not going to have people going to the schoolyard and handing out free samples of drugs to kids because there's just no point to it. If the kids get interested, they're going to go to these little clinics and stuff where they can buy the drugs. There are countries in Europe where all of these drugs are perfectly legal. You can go to the pharmacy and you can buy meth and you can buy opium and you can buy whatever you want. And they don't have the problems with crime and drug crime that we have here in the United States of America.
Opium War number 3. That's what's going on. The CIA is bringing it in.
Yes. They have this rich supply in Afghanistan. Prior to the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan, the Taliban had eradicated the opium crop. Then the U.S. goes on in, puts in a puppet government, and the poppies are blooming, and there are bumper crops. And we've got photos of coalition forces, American soldiers, guarding and protecting those poppy fields. And all of a sudden, opium is just flowing into the United States, both illegally on the streets and through the pharmaceutical industries, leading to our current opioid crisis. That's where it all came from.
Absolutely. Are you familiar with the allegory of the Wizard of Oz?
They were
put to sleep when they were crossing the poppy fields. It kind of snowed.
Oh, that one, yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, what the Wicked Witch said was, ring around the rosy a pocket full of spears. What the hell is that, Mike?
Well, it's a reference. It's another reference to. It's a reference to a rhyme that came out of the time of the Great Plagues. Ring around Rosie.
Let me finish, Mike.
Sovereign. You won't let me finish, okay?
I just want to make a statement.
All right, make one statement.
Are the cocaine? I mean, the heroin and a pocket full of spears is hypodermic needles.
Well, I mean, if that's the way that you want to see it, yeah.
That's what's in the movie.
Well, the Wicked Witch of the West is surrounded by her troops carrying spears. So I don't think we need to look any further than that. Anyway, Sovereign Man, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go. You know, we each take turns telling our side of the story. You know, the Native Americans used to have something called a talking stick. When they would meet in their lodges, and it was basically an arrow with lots of extra decoration on it, shells and stuff. And the rule was the person holding that stick got to talk and everybody else stayed silent. Then they would hand the stick on and hand the stick on. And that's how they kept debates civilized here. Unfortunately, this being radio, I can't hand a talking stick through the phone line here. All right. The phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. So getting on back to science and tech here, a team of researchers has discovered that slightly over 90% of tortillas sold in Mexico contain traces of GMO corn. Now, the study was done by the National Autonomous University of Mexico, and it found that 82% of all corn products, such as tostadas, flour, cereals, and snacks, contain some level of genetically modified sequences. The researchers also found the herbicide glyphosate in approximately 27.7 of the samples that tested positive for transgenic corn. Now, a couple of things we take out of this. First of all, that GMO pollen does not stay in the GMO farm plots. Monsanto officially says you need a 10-yard buffer zone and the pollen will not get out of there. That's ridiculous. Pollen can travel for miles on the wind, on insects, on birds. We've had examples of supposedly natural organic crops being contaminated by GMO genes from states away. This stuff is spreading all over. Now, the idea that these food products are contaminated with glyphosate, we're going to start seeing the cancer rates go right through the roof. All in the name of profits. Somebody just sent me in an email suggesting that the men who are going into the restrooms and flashing girls are actually conservatives trying to put a negative spin on the poor transgender people. Yeah. Sure, we believe that one. A British man has contracted the world's first and worst super gonorrhea, a sexually transmitted infection after returning from Southeast Asia. Now, gonorrhea is the second most common bacterial sexually transmitted illness in Great Britain. It's transmitted through unprotected vaginal, oral, and anal sex, and people are often unaware they're carrying the disease as it doesn't present any symptoms, at least for a while. but left untreated can cause pelvic inflammatory disease, ectopic pregnancy, and infertility. Now, Public Health England says it's the first global report of a strand resistant to standard antibiotics. And, that's right. It's the first Monday of the month. The sirens just went off, and I was wondering if we had another ballistic missile thing coming on in here. But apparently, this individual who has a male partner in the UK had sex with a woman in Southeast Asia and picked up the bug. You've got to be careful about that sort of thing. You really do. And one of the reasons we're seeing so many antibiotic-resistant bugs is because of the overuse of antibiotics and the incomplete use of antibiotics. If you've ever had an illness and your doctor will give you an antibiotic and they'll make a point of saying, finish all the medicine. And the reason they do that is because people have a tendency, when they start to feel better, they forget to take their pills. And what they don't realize is the infection is still in their body. It's attenuated, it's weakened, but it's going to start growing back. And it's going to grow back because it's the survivor of the antibiotic. It'll develop an antibiotic resistance. Now, Hewlett-Packard has launched a new line of germicide-resistant computers meant for use in hospitals. A lot of people are very concerned that hospitals obviously have to be kept as sterile and sanitary as possible because of the large number of people coming through there with highly contagious diseases. And a big part of the problem are the computers. And you can get computers that are wipe-proof or waterproof. But if you try and use a germicide, some of the chemicals in the germicide can actually erode the plastic. So Hewlett-Packard has come out with a new line of special computers specially designed for hospitals that can be sanitized with these germicides and survive. I think that's a good idea. There's a lot of reasons why I'm not a big fan of Hewlett-Packard. This, I think, was a really good idea. Because the more complicated hospital rooms become, there's more nooks and crannies where bacteria and pathogens can hide. Okay, Facebook apparently has been saving videos that Facebook users thought they had deleted, including clips their friends recorded but never posted. They're saving all of it. Boy, their data service just must be gigantic. And so it looks like this wave of criticism over Facebook's data collection, it's not letting up, because every day there's something else that's coming on out about some other way they're keeping track of you, some way they're recording metadata. Maybe the NSA contracted out surveillance of the American people to Google and Facebook and Twitter, because they're certainly acting like that's their job now. Just keep copies of all your information. Now, Facebook is saying they're going to start deleting all that stuff, but do you really trust them at this point? I certainly don't. I do not at all. Now, some years ago, back in 2016, one of Mark Zuckerberg's most trusted lieutenants, Andrew Bosworth, circulated a memo called The Ugly. And basically, the memo's position was that Facebook has to grow and that all that they do to grow is justified. All the questionable contact importing practices, all the subtle language that helps people stay searchable by friends, all the work to bring more communication in. And he wrote in another section of the memo, so we connect more people. That can be bad if they make it negative. Maybe it costs somebody a life by exposing somebody to bullies. Maybe somebody dies in a terrorist attack according to our tools. Well, apparently, Andrew is trying to backpedal on that memo and saying that perhaps in hindsight, a little more concern for the safety of the users would have been appropriate. And yes, it should have been. Now, I can understand you're young, you're in a hugely successful company, you're obviously upward mobile, and all you can see is bonuses at the end of the next quarterly report, and you just want your creation to grow and grow and grow. But it's an illustration of how our priorities as a nation have become skewed. Yes, we all want to be rich. I'd love to be rich. I don't need to be Zuckerberg rich, but I'd like to be comfortable. I'd like to support Claire in the lifestyle to which I'd like her to become accustomed. But there has to be a balance, that you're not there abusing your customers, you're not betraying your customers, that you are, in fact, showing some kind of business ethics, that you're providing a good product or a good service at a good price, and you don't abuse your customers. Because when they find out, which is what's happening now, bad things will happen. We're going to take a break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line when we come on back, so stay tuned.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're calling now from Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's not just Facebook, you know. I mean, we really shouldn't pick on one. We should pick on all of them. You're on YouTube right now. I'm watching you. As you well know, that YouTube is a monopoly. Mm-hmm. They all do the same thing. I mean, it's cheap, right? all this data they store. I mean, just recently I had to replace a RAID array that went for a dump after about 7 years, and I doubled the size, and you know what, Mike? It cost me about 50% more than it did, you know, about 7-8 years ago. So, and, you know, the funny thing about Facebook is the quality is just not there compared to, let's say, YouTube, where, you know, they actually have 1080p videos and the sound isn't that bad and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, let's face it, anybody that goes onto Facebook or this other any other social media puts their stuff out there, it gets monetized by other people, and they get nothing for it. It's a scam.
Yes.
That's all it is. It's a big scam. They're idiots.
Yep.
Right? And you know what? Mark Zuckerberg, I'm sorry to say it, but he was right. He was absolutely right with what he said. People are stupid, and it's too bad, you know. I mean, hopefully they're learning now with this information that's out there, but honestly, do you really think they're going to?
Well, I don't know. I'd like to hope that they do, but there is so much going on in the world, you know, except for those of us who work in the independent media. We simply can't keep track of it all. But I think what has outraged people with regard to Facebook was that their public pronouncements when they launched the company was, your data is your data. And people listened to that. And now they're feeling that they were lied to, and nobody likes being lied to, and that their data isn't their data anymore. And they're very upset about that.
Well, I you know, years and years ago, you know, I was on it for a couple of, maybe a year or two, and I read the fine print when I joined up, and I knew right away that, you know, you sign your life away when you join those kinds of social media websites. I mean, there's so many of them out there now, too, Mike. I mean, like Reverb Nation. I don't know whether you ever heard of that, but it's for people that can post their own music and that. And you can actually sell it, you know, online, like get a better version, because they're obviously crummy little MP3s, probably 64 kilobits a second or something like that. You know, I don't really have a problem with those sort of sites per se, but, I mean, they're all there for a reason, and it's just to harvest our data and to get as much as they can for it. There was a write-up on the CBC today about, Aeroplan, one of those, you know, like, kind of air mile places where they were sending out some kind of stupid questionnaire, and, you know, they got called on it and blah, 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 and everybody's up in arms, and I mean, it, and of course, you know, they write a story that basically pits the left against the right, which is, of course, beautiful, right, divide and conquer, and, you know, once again, censorship, you know, is just reigning supreme. It's just, it's horrible. The world's horrible
right now. It really is. As the economy tightens up, business becomes more predatory. We're not seen as customers. We're seen as fodder. Anyway, Al, we're going to let you go. We're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to be back with another phone call after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.